This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Leanne and Owen Schroyer coming in to take over in the fourth hour. Roger Jones takes a 3-minute break. So he's gone from the camera. We'll be back in a minute. I would love to be in the opposition position here and just be able to bitch about Trump all day. I study the politics. I know what's going on. I've never seen in modern times, of hell, not since George Washington or Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson's the last time I've seen anything like this. Andrew Jackson. Of course, the president models himself after Jackson. What does that tell you? People that haven't studied the history, I'm just speaking Chinese or Greek or space alien to you, but it's outrageous that the American people who are against Trump don't know how he's doing things the elites don't want to empower you. That's why they're so pissed. It's 101. And then all this stupid Russian crap all day. It's ridiculous. So, Roger, just in closing, where would you say the American Revolution, the second American Revolution is right now? Populism's exploding globally. We are winning on so many fronts. I can't believe being informed, watching these anti-Trump people physically assault everybody all over the country. I don't know what to even do at this point, because I just have this feeling that if we don't do something, we're going to lose. Everybody just says, sit down and relax, Alex, we're winning. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can just take a vacation. What do you think?
No, I don't think that at all. I think, as Donald Trump said after the election, our fight has just begun. The entrenched and corrupt influences that have been running this country for 30 years are not just going to walk away from the Swedish.
Oh, they think they own us. It's the entitlement that makes me angry.
Well, and the fact that while they have promulgated policies that make the people poorer and less safe, they and their cronies have gotten fabulously wealthy. There's my central objection to this whole particular situation. Now, Alex, think about it. They said that Andrew Jackson was crude, vulgar, ignorant, poorly informed. They said that Theodore Roosevelt was an egomaniac, a lightweight, a self-promoter. Do these things sound familiar?
Yes.
You cannot judge this president.
This is what they say about mavericks that expand the United of the United States and empower the people.
Yeah. So you have a free thinker in Trump who isn't connected in any way to the bad decisions of the last 30 years that have driven the country into the ditch. But at the same time, we know that those who control the country and the neocons, they will break the law, they will murder, they will steal, they will wiretap, they will eavesdrop, they will threaten people, they will do anything to protect what has been a very...
Exactly, and I want to physically but also politically stomp them in the ground. So what do we do?
Well, I do think that the counterpoint of these demonstrations has to be shown across the country. I think it is important that Trump supporters and Americans who support this agenda rally across
the country. Yeah, we're in the bottom of our lives. Absolutely. But I agree with Jesse James. We should celebrate the victory as well. I mean, look at the delivery on jobs, man. Isn't that something to talk about?
Well, I think that's true, but you know good news gets drowned out. I think they've taken to the streets. We must go to the streets. Let's show them that we outnumber them as we did in this election.
I agree. Jesse said it. Next person punches me in the nose, I'm going to hit him right back.
Well, I was talking to Chris Ruddy at Newsmax and my friend John Tobacco about this. I think we need a series of rallies, South Carolina, Dallas, Texas, San Diego, across the country.
Austin's big, too. By the way, that's a good-looking hat. Where's that from?
This hat is probably older than your oldest child, Alex. I guarantee you that.
I gotta say,
This was my father's Panama. As I think I told you, when he passed away, my mother sent all of his hats to me, and to my surprise, we had an identical hat size. So
what's crazy is they don't make hats like that anymore. That thing's just got like an aura to it.
Yeah, well, this is all handmade by some poor person who was not in Panama, but in Ecuador, because Panama Hats was kind of a brand name, but the finest hats were made in Ecuador. And you can crush this hat and throw it in the bag, and it will spring back to its shape.
All right. Well, thanks for the exclusive. Just unbelievable. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to be here, Alex.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us with Lee and Noah Schroeder.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solar Arc EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, SolarC is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Yeah, Hitman knows he's been cheated. Why not then to serve humanity?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I know this. When you set your will against tyrants and against the oppressors, keep rolling the song for a minute. Your cells get satisfied. Your spirit gets fed. That's all that really matters. Not the cars, the houses, the crap, the TV saying you're a big star. All that has changed. Standing up against tyrants and beating them into bloody pulp politically is where it's all at. Yes, my friends, we're hitting the point where the bullet hits the bone. The bullet hits the bone. InfoWars is where the bullet hits the bone. Make no mistake, that ain't talk. You think cameras and microphones and TVs and computers and smartphones watching is big news? It's so hardcore that they can get the major medical institutions to let microplasm and cancer viruses in almost all the vaccines and brag about it. We have basically authorization to do anything we want to counter that. But how do you even counter who's behind it? I know who's behind it. Yeah, when the hitman comes, he knows that he's been cheated. You serve the system, you just kill yourself. But we're forging, like Festus or Vulcan in the fire of the volcano, the political weapons of truth that will defeat these globalist vampires. Make no mistake, we are in war with them. We are savaging them. The tide has turned in the last 2 years, and we're having victory upon victory upon victory. And as long as we stay true to that, we are invincible. Our bodies may not make sense. Our guts, our spirit, who we are, who our ancestors are, punches through. But it takes real will to punch through, doesn't it? All right. I'm going to have to shoot some live feeds when they're done because I got to a fraction of the news. I got a lot of it. It's just epic news. I mean, North Korea is trying to start a nuclear war. China's openly threatening to nuke the United States. That's on drudgereport.com, Infowars.com. You've got the New York Times, we keep pointing out, finally hitting everywhere that they said they had wiretaps, they didn't, and trying to spin that. I mean, yeah, you got 235,000 new jobs added. George Soros caught funding the anti-woman, anti-human march, he calls for a woman. We got a report I never got to, we should probably hear sometime, that Millie Weaver and Gavin put together where they went back and tracked who got arrested with their mask on and who funded them, the big billionaires. Of course, a bunch of billionaires that robbed the country want to cause a civil war. Populism is demanding we have jobs and lower taxes and not be part of globalism and lower the third world status. That'll raise the third world. They tell you, oh, no, that's not what that is. These are a bunch of the greediest demon people the world's ever seen. Now, we got so much more here. Look at the stack. I had this whole stack of the Islamicists. And I don't want to bash the Muslims. But my God, they're run by the most radical cavemen weren't this mean to women. Actually, you study European cavemen, there's like the women all hanging out in the cave and stuff, the men are all getting killed, hauling back the meat. Pagan feminists, Abadov government arrest forces virginity test on unmarried pregnant woman. Yeah, you go to one of these countries, you're pregnant, they're like, come and say, who's the father? We're going to arrest you. Samantha Bee, the kid with brain cancer, you have Nazi hair. I mean, these people are just a bunch of gang member punks, but the alphas are so nice and tolerant, betas run around wanting to dominate everybody all day. There's all sorts of alphas out there, too, but the real alphas sit back and actually let people have their own society and think they're the alphas, don't we? Students, faculty sign petition to reduce female tuition. Total discrimination. I'm not against women. We're not supposed to open the door or take help women or do something for them. But now, oh, but we're women. We need cheaper tuition than you. Yeah, you're only like 67% of the new college graduates, up from 60%. CNN's Sally Cohn says Thursday's weather proves climate change. Yes. Yes. French mayor faces a 1,800 euro fine after bringing up problem of Muslim school children being out of control. So that's the type of news we've got. But here's the bottom line. I'm handing the baton to Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer. If I tried to even cover all the censorship and attacks we're under that are just the last 2.5-3 weeks, more than the last 5-6 years combined, if I tried to cover it all, then the whole show would be about it. But know this, we're fighting for ourselves, which means we're fighting for you. We're here with the people. Everybody's success is connected to everybody else's. The psychopaths that run things call us chumps because we have empathy. No, we're connected to the spiritual internet that they've now proven exist, just like the plants they now have proven are electromagnetically connected to each other. Got it? We're into life. You're into being cancerous jerks. The New World Order is cancer. And we are promoting and selling products that have changed my life and many others' lives. I mean, Jesse James is making jokes about supplements out there because he's a funny guy. That's what he does. But it made a good radio. But he's like, yeah, you have lost a ton of weight in the last few years. What have you done? X2, the good halogen that blocks the bad halogens. We have the new product that's going to sell out by Monday, and that's the Myco ZX antifungal anti-mold. We've got it. We got 10% off when you get it with the Biome Defense probiotics. We got 10% off additionally. We get auto ships. That's 20% off. Free shipping on all orders through next week, through next Tuesday. and you're fighting the tip of the spear. But quite frankly, I didn't order enough of this. It's like whatever the big hit is, I never get enough of. And then it takes you 6 weeks to get more. And by then, nobody, for whatever reason, just the folks that ordered it get it. We've got the Trump 2020 shirts, Trump Pence 2020, the Stand Up for Free Speech, Spread the Word, Get Involved, Meet Like-Minded People, Infowars.com on the back. It's all there. But if you take action and you speak out and you support us and get great products you need, it'll change the world. We've already changed the world together. So if we just go to the next level, we're into not utopia. We actually study the archetypal Christian cosmology, Valhalla, the Norse mythology, whatever, just the gut of humans, what they thought. It's actually a world where you, just everything is exaggerated even greater from what you've already done, and there's a continuing animating contest. And that's what it is. They don't want you to have the animating contest. They don't want you to be part of something or to believe in something or pledge to something or turn your will over to something. By your will, not your consciousness, not your free will, but your will. Focusing it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. We got 45 minutes left. Let's go to Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo from Studio B in Austin, Texas.
Alex, when are you guys going to stop being so sexist and sell some women's T-shirts? T-shirts in an InfoWars store.
Well, as soon as you get over there and tell us the company you use, it's made in America, and it's like, we got the, like, Molon Lambe that's women's cut. And we got a bunch
of women.
You guys, you wear the, these are what do they call, both men, what's it when a man and woman can both wear it?
Unisex.
But the damn shirts are unisex. What's the problem?
They're not shaped for women. They're very boxy, and women want the, like, the V cut. You know, we're
Leanne,
all like
you said this for years. How about you don't lead the way, Leanne?
Okay, I'm going to march in there right after the show. Demand my lady's T-shirt.
I absolutely agree with you. Leanne.
A lot of women are getting after me on Twitter and other places saying, please, when are you guys going to have women's T-shirts? Women, especially, you know, women with breasts, like to be able to kind of have a little V-neck going on. Otherwise, you just kind of look
boxy. Skip the
brace
one more time. Leanne, I didn't want to be politically correct, but I just want to say that you and Owen look very nice.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get serious.
I have no complaints. I have no complaints over the unisex T-shirts.
Let's get serious. We've got a few unisex. We got women's too. Our audience is like 70% male. Leanne, you said this a few years ago. Go help Weldon. Show me what to do. I need the help.
I will show you. I will show Weldon.
Show me everything.
I will show you what to do.
No, show me how to do everything. I will.
I'll get right out there. You know.
Leanne, will you please show me how?
I will show you. Yes, I will show you these women's T-shirts. And I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of women calling in.
I swear, I will put you in charge of it.
Finally.
I will give you a percentage of what comes into funding operation. Just please, I need leadership. Here, it's just like, oh, please, Leanne. Please, Leanne, save me, oh, Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Come here, Mythical Island, the lasso. Lasso the T-shirt makers.
Single-handedly save.
What's that?
I will single-handedly save the T-shirt.
Well, no, you're on air. Like, I know we need more women's shirts.
Well, it's just the women. They love the shirts that
I'm
we already
off.
Produce.
Actually, get Weldon Henson in here right now. No, get him in here right now. I want him
they
over here.
Love
and
our
I
designs.
Told him I want all the shirts in women's. I know they cost more and it's all these other issues, but
yes,
I'm
but
call
they love
Weldon
our
right
designs.
Now.
But it's just the placement and everything. They're placed to go across a man's chest, and so you know they can get a little distorted in certain areas, or they, you know, you want to have the V-neck. It's just different, okay?
I'm calling. Well, let's talk about
Women's Month. It's National Women's Month, okay, Alex Jones? It could be the Women's
Leanne,
Month.
Leanne, I am absolutely pro-woman. Like, I'm anti-man. Get the man out of the area. Just...
Look, he is taking care of this right now.
Here we go.
This is happening live on air. There it is.
Hey, Commander.
Bing bong.
Commander? I didn't know I got a nickname around here. He never answers like that. This is a joke today. Did you know you're being talked about?
Oh, my gosh.
Hmm.
Hopefully good.
Live on
no,
the air.
No, Leanne's talking about you right now. I need you to get over here to my studio.
Can we come over there?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll be there in a second.
All right. Thank you. There you go. You hear that? Okay, Leanne, you're on the show. You want to talk? We want to get something done. Tell us what's coming up while Weldon's coming over.
Well, I know Owen's driving today, and we've got a ton of news to get into because you just had a jam-packed show.
And Owen, is that a nice American flag?
You like that, Alex?
Oh, I love that American flag.
It's weird. I have this boss. His name is Alex Jones, and he always encourages me to dress patriotically. So I got this American flag lapel pin on for you.
More American than Alex Jones.
Hey, but you know what? I actually got I got a timely piece. Well, I'm going to slip in some serious news while we're making jokes with Leanne's women T-shirt. She's going to start protesting here. But speaking of protests, now we've got the George Soros-funded women's marches going on. You know, they're going on everywhere. And you've got Linda Sarsour, who, by my estimation, this is my opinion, I think she is a deep agent, possibly, of Hamas. I think that when
she's been linked to it, reportedly. Hmm.
And I think that when she's taking these pictures and making these social media posts, it is some of the most, I mean, honestly, just
it's twisted. Super creepy to have a Sharia law Muslim, forced from the left there, with Gloria Steinem, telling women that Islam's the way to go. I mean, what the
I feel like
that I wake up in.
Exactly. I feel like deep
down, we're not putting any bag over Leanne's head.
No, I mean, and the story that you brought
up. Put one over yours, Owen.
Yeah, Owen will wear it to show equality and support for strong women's free women.
Yeah, how about the Muslims make the men wear hoods over their heads, huh?
Exactly. Well, and that story that you brought up earlier, the story that you brought up earlier with the woman who is being forced to have a virginity test there at the UAE because they found out that she was pregnant before marriage.
Yeah, let's say that again. If you're a woman and you're in a Muslim country and you're pregnant, they come and see if who the daddy is. I mean, talk about a cult.
You're not married. No, Alex, it's worse than that. This is a Ukrainian woman and she's there with her fiance who is from South Africa, and she goes to the doctor, and the doctor, because she's pregnant, and the doctor says, "You're not married," and then turns her into the police. And so now she's in jail, this Ukrainian woman, and they're forcing her to undergo these tests so that they can determine when she lost her virginity. I mean, insane. She's not even like an Islamic woman.
It's a cult. There's no travel advisories warning people to not go there.
Yeah.
And they also, all these Muslim countries, they get a woman tricked to move there. Then they literally put her in like handcuffs and chain her in a closet. Then they rule, that's all okay. I'm done with this crap. And I got to hear I'm anti-woman, all these spoiled living daylights out of women.
Right.
I mean, be honest, Leanne, let's just be honest. Am I nice to everybody around the office?
You are the greatest boss ever.
And I'm a little extra, I spoil everybody.
You are a very good boss. Spoil. You let us bring our puppies to work, who are very spoiled.
Oh my God! Where's your dog? Can we bring my son's favorites? The I like the chihuahua you got. Who's the dachshund? Can we bring him in there?
Carl. Are we gonna get Carl on?
Can we bring Carl? Bring Carl to me right now.
Bring Carl to the studio.
Seriously, I'm gonna let you guys take over.
The commander is summoned Carl.
Here's Weldon. I've actually brought this up. What is going on with Leanne? Chew him out. Weldon Henson, right here.
What did I do?
Weldon Henson, where are the women's t-shirts? Where are the ladies' t-shirts? We need the V-necks. These are made for men. They're made to go across a man's chest.
Go back to Weldon. Let's go to the camera before closer. Scoot into me.
Hold on. I'm off the camera here.
What the hell, Weldon?
The women have been.
We got that woman's gold foil Mullen lobby. That's it. Where are the women's t-shirts? What is going on there?
Yeah, we had some tank tops. They sold out a little while ago. And
we want tank tops.
Oh, they sold out.
Yeah. Well, imagine that. Because people.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I'm serious. Hold on. This is sexism. I want every shirt to be in a female version, too. Look at this.
It has to have the dots on it.
There's Carl.
There's Carl. That right demands here. It.
Look at that. He's licking the microphone. He's licking Alex.
That dog just woke up from a nap.
Oh, my gosh. See, and this was all, these programs were started to allow us to have puppy cuddles in our safe rooms. You know, whenever we're feeling a little triggered.
I like dogs.
Pet the puppy.
So, Weldon,
it's obvious.
When are we going to start seeing the women's t-shirts? This is a huge issue. You understand?
Everybody bring their dogs in here.
This needs to be the dog day.
Is there like dog hour once a week on Friday?
Dog hour. I like it. On Friday. Friday dog hour.
Every day is dog hour.
I was like licking it.
Where are the dogs at?
Carl, so cute.
You did a great job, but why the hell? Why do you have women's clothing? What the hell's going on?
It's racist.
I can model the different bikinis.
A lot of racist. Ooh, now that you said that, I'm motivated to get some.
Here, have a little dog. Dog.
Let me have the dog. This proves that I'm not mean.
You got a dog.
Carl and Merlin are best friends.
What's your dog's name? I forget his name.
My dog's name is Carter.
That's a cool dog.
Yeah, he's a big dog. But he likes little dogs. He won't mess with Carl here.
Weldon's a good-looking guy, but you're a little white, Weldon.
I need tan.
You're sure you're not Count Dracula?
We've been working hard.
Sometimes I feel like it. The dog's licking me. I guess I'm not.
That's right. You still play two or three nights a week on top of running our warehouse.
I do.
Weldon Henson, man.
It's the nightlife.
All right, Leanne and guys, take over. I apologize. But Leanne, it's your job now to stay on Weldon Henson to get the women's clothing line at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, in honor of Women's Month.
In the name of Carl.
Is Emma Carl? Carl. It's Carl.
Carl?
Carl.
Like Carl.
Yes. He's Carl.
Well, my son wants to steal him. I don't
think. We always had miniature Dachshunds in our family. We always have at least one.
They're a good dog. Yeah. Good heart. Look at that.
Matter of fact, we just had to put ours down 2 weeks ago. He was 11 years old. Peanut.
Poor little Peanut.
It's very important.
Missing a little hole in your heart.
People have their kids here. Tell people bring their kids. It's kind of a circus. Like kids and dogs running around the hallways.
Oh, and Jesse James had a monkey here today.
And a monkey.
There was a baby monkey here. It was a
lot of freedom going on around here.
A lot of freedom.
It makes it more fun.
It's quite liberal.
If you're not having fun, you're not living.
If you ain't loving, you ain't living. You know who said that? The great Texan. All right, Weldon, I'm serious, though. We need every major best-selling T-shirt needs to be in a woman's. I know they cost more. Is that it? It's like cost more, it's more designer. Now. Women don't buy as much as our stuff, right?
True.
Well, maybe they would if you make women's T-shirts, because they keep hitting me up on social media demanding that I get you guys to make them. So,
well,
I figured since it's women's month,
how about I put you in charge, Leanne?
Can I have like a commander's hat?
I'm going to put you in charge of everything. See, are you ready to do that?
I do not envy your position, Commander.
I'm not called Commander around the office. That's going to be a whole new deal. It'll be like Raw story. Jones is called Commander. Everyone has to wear space captain.
It's a joke from many years ago when it was like me and a few other people working with Alex in this small office. We always used to give each other a little term.
We were making fun of people that...
Yeah. So it's an inside joke from a long time ago. It's no big deal.
It's an inside joke, yes. I'm actually called Emperor.
Yes.
Not Commander.
Yes,
Comrade.
Emperor.
All right,
Comrade.
You guys take over. Leanne C.A. just derailed the whole discussion. But seriously, the Trump-Pence 2020, we will get a female version of that, I promise. Trump-Pence 2020. And it's a great shirt. It's at $9.95. Free shipping until next week. Get it. But I'm telling you, Willen, how fast can we get in the Made in America female cut of that? We're not supposed to have genders, though. Hey, Leanne, we're not supposed to have genders anymore. That's the unisex,
The dudes might want to wear the V-neck, too, to show off their bulging chests. You know, guys wear V-necks.
I don't know. Does Caitlyn Jenner wear
bulging chests or women, Leanne?
I think Caitlyn Jenner could get a Trump-Pence 2020 in female shirt.
Leanne, do you like bulging chests or arms more? Or
on a man?
Yeah.
I think I probably like nicer arms, but I think it kind of goes, I don't think you can really,
goes together.
Yeah.
What about Carl's pectorals?
he's got a bulging belly.
Yeah. Think that dog spoiled?
Oh my gosh. So spoiled. And he's so
How
cute.
Spoiled is your dog, Leanne?
I guarantee Walker is back there crying and watching Carl on TV right now.
Let's go back to the Leanne McAdoo Owen Schroyer report. Right. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. So I don't know how you follow up the woman's shirt dog segment.
Well, let's talk about how the liberals are attacking Melania Trump and this whole Obamacare thing that's going on.
Oh, yeah. And now CNN is going to do a special documentary on her tonight. They're building this thing up. How do you think that's going to go?
She's like an awesome first lady, and they're going to attack her at every turn.
No. Here's what CNN is going to do. I guarantee it. They're going to build up her background. They're going to build up Donald Trump's background, and they're going to make it out like, oh, look at how she was this fashion model. And but they'll act like they're glorifying it while really they're just trying to make a side swipe
exactly.
at it. Like, oh, she's really just a nasty woman.
Like,
when they're up here saying, I'm a nasty woman.
Yeah. I mean, bless her heart. Okay. So she's actually at a children's hospital in Washington, D.C., March 1st, and she's speaking to these kids and parents, families, about the gift of nature and the beauties of the outdoors, how that can contribute to the healing process. So, like, really saying, you know, get out in nature, enjoy the fresh air. Well, now
is she promoting nature?
Yeah.
Did nature pay her to do that? Like, Subway paid Michelle Obama?
But see, and this is like the left, who's all about nature and wants to destroy big pharma and, like, down with this. But now, they have to be anti-nature because they're saying that Melania Trump is basically saying, let them eat cake because my husband's going to take away your health care, so go out in nature and get some sunlight. Not what she's saying at all, obviously, but this is the left who's like out there marching in front of the White House today about the pipeline and everything, but now they don't like the advice the First Lady gives to get some fresh air and stop using so many pharmaceuticals.
Donald Trump could cure cancer, and the Democrats would be mad that he ruined their Obamacare.
Right.
That's the nature of
it. What am I supposed to do with my Obamacare now? I don't have cancer anymore.
Well, it is National Women's Month, so we have Leanne on the show. And I've got a story about women on the other side. Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour. InfoWarsStore.com.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down.
To the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo with you here in the 4th hour. Leanne McAdoo has just broken through InfoWarsStore.com to the next level.
Broken through the glass ceiling, ladies.
Yes. Yes. So now
we're going to get those women's t-shirts.
We'll have women's cut t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. I guess maybe Alex might want to make Trump Pence 2020 the first design that goes for the men and the females. So check that out, InfoWarsStore.com, and that's on Leanne now. If you don't see a woman's shirt, you know who to complain at, not Alex Jones. So it is, we had National Women's Day this week, And I've got some news on women I thought I'd cover here with Leanne McAdoo in studio. First, let's go to an old story. Now, in 1979, of course, we know what's going on with the George Soros funded women's marches. All these women are marching all over the place, marching for rights that they already have, obviously. It's really just an anti-Trump march paid for by George Soros to divide and conquer this country. But let's rewind the clocks back. Oh, yes, and then you got Linda Sarsour injected in there as well, who takes pictures with the infidels that she sends back towards her Hamas friends.
Getting the women crying as they put the hijabs on in celebration and equality.
Allahu Akbar. But let's go back. Let's rewind the clock back to 1979. The day 100,000 Iranian women protested the headscarf. That's right, folks. 100,000 Iranian women took to the streets and marched in protest of the hijab, in protest of the headscarf. You know why? Because it represents women's oppression.
And they've completely changed it around now and manipulated people's minds and tell them, no, this is, you know, showing how righteous you are and that you want to cover yourself up. It's a spiritual thing. It's not oppression. So we're not going back to the olden times by oppressing you.
We've also got some video. I don't know if you guys can pull the video of it, but you can see video here of the Iranian women in 1979 marching against the headscarf, marching against actual women's oppression. It's an amazing thing to see. And then now in America, what do we have? George Soros funding women to go march for what they believe is women's oppression, when really they have no idea the first thing of women's oppression. If they did, they wouldn't be marching for a woman who stands for Sharia law. But they are.
No, just incredible. And then, of course, we had Hillary Clinton climbing out from under her rock a couple weeks ago to put out this video to the DNC and say, we must keep fighting. We must keep resisting. I'll be right there with you. Well, honey, they are not with her once again. People did resist you on Election Day, but they had
a day without a woman, a day without a woman president. Thank God.
They released a poll on Tuesday of this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton didn't perform well in the latest poll in the New York City's mayor's race. So they still don't even want you to be mayor of New York. And actually, they reenacted some of the debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And they switched the gender roles. It was a woman saying all the lines that Donald Trump said and a man saying all the lines that Hillary Clinton said, and also kind of mimicking some of the body gestures. And people actually liked Trump's responses more when they were given by a woman. So there you go. People are not with you. They're not with the brainwashing. But it's interesting you bring up Linda Sarsour and these women's marchers because...
Linda Isor. Let's call her Linda Isor.
Because Hillary Clinton...
Linda Isor was arrested. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Hillary Clinton's former running mate, Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine, his son, heeded Hillary's call to continue resisting. And he was actually arrested. So he was arrested this week, and he totally looks like Antifa. And it's funny, in this article, they point out how Woody Kaine is one of three children of Tim Kaine and his wife. An older son, Nat, a Marine serving overseas, was more visible during the presidential campaign. So Woody is the black sheep of the family. They didn't want to roll him out to say, here's my son. I'm sorry. They only wanted to show his Marine son. So, again, perfect example, though, the Antifa kids with the daddy issues. Just Tim Kaine, you know, his daddy didn't love him enough, didn't want to roll him out during the election. And so he had to go throw some smoke bombs and light off firecrackers at a protest inside the Capitol building.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, I'm glad he's not the vice president, too. Gee.
Oh, Lord. You mean the Grinch?
Awful. Yeah. Do you guys have the video of the Marine Le Pen rally ready to go? I'd like to go to this video. So Marine Le Pen is now, I guess she's starting to hold presidential rallies. The France presidential race is coming up, and, you know, they're trying to stop her from running. They're going to put her in jail if they can, do anything to keep her from running. But let me know when we have this video ready to go.
You might be able to get it here in this camp.
Okay, so, guys, go ahead and roll this video. This is a video from Marine Le Pen's rally in France. Check this out. This is quite incredible. Look at this. Does that not look like a Donald Trump rally?
Looks like a Trump rally.
Look at this. Thousands of people all waving French flags, standing and cheering, huge audiences.
This is why George Soros is funneling so much money into Google and other sort of French computer networks.
Keep rolling that, guys. That's just so powerful. Let people see what's going on in France right now. This is Marine Le Pen's rally footage. This is incredible. Go ahead, Leanne.
They're trying so hard to shut down what happened here, and also with Brexit. They're trying to shut it down from happening in France as well as Germany. So they're really trying to control the optics there, control the internet, disconnect people's access to free sites, free information sites like InfoWars and others, because they want to control the optics. They want to just say Marine Le Pen, they're going to do it just like they did with all the Trump rallies and say no one showed up, but uproarious crowds at the other candidate.
This is obviously a huge crowd.
Huge crowd, and it's obviously that people are very upset about, you know, what's happening in their country.
Yeah, look at this B-roll. This is just so powerful right here to me, because it shows you how this is truly a worldwide revolution. And they want to sit here and they'll paint nationalists as the separatist party, or as, you know, the curmudgeons who just, they want to be isolated. No, we just want to put our own people first. We want our land, our country, our lineage, our history to be something that we take pride in and that we want to protect. It's really not that crazy of a thing. And so that's why, you're going to see this all over. You're going to see this in Italy. You're going to see this in France. Mm-hmm. You're going to see this in Germany. You're going to see this in Brazil. You're going to see the same thing that you just saw in America with Trump rallies for all of these new nationalistic, populism, you know, these types of candidates who just want to put their country first, who are not going to cater to open border policies. Mm-hmm. They're not going to kowtow to the bullying of the globalists.
Right.
And this is what you get. You get thousands of people waving flags at your rally.
Right. I mean, when you have people living in Paris who are afraid to go out on the streets because there's constantly riots and the police are getting beat up and cars are getting lit on fire and fireworks and things like that thrown.
Tolerant left.
Yeah. I mean, Paris is completely different.
They'll beat your girlfriend out in the street. They'll beat your wife, but they love women, though.
Yeah. You can't even go, if you're a woman, you can't go unaccompanied into certain Starbucks in certain neighborhoods because you can't go in there at the same time other men are there, and it's like the door.
You don't want to go into a Starbucks during an Antifa rally either. You're going to get the windows smashed in on your head.
That's true.
You got to watch out for that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You see your whole country dynamic change.
Speaking of police, as we take a turn here from the women's story, there's actually a new robot police. I'm going to try to find this story.
Nice.
Did you see this, Leanne? It's no R2-D2, but Nightscope's crime-fighting robots aid police. So
maybe they'll go into those no-go zones.
Maybe it'll go into the no-go zones. There's a few of those in America, maybe because of immigration, but not like in Europe. But we've seen the robots that go in situations like we saw in Dallas with the cop shooter that are more heavily armored. But it looks like this new robot is going to be more of kind of just a pal.
A patrol.
Yeah, more of a patrol guy that just kind of just rolls around the streets. And, you know, I'm just curious what the people would think about this, because we've had such, even with my own self inside, even InfoWars, I think we have to admit that, look at the little guy. He's kind of cute.
Make way. I know, he's kind of cute.
I am robot. I am here to protect.
Till he tasers you.
You could just like push him over with
and then like scoops you up and
now
puts you
going
inside
into self destruct. Of course, that's what they would like to do, is make these things friendly so you just accept them. But it is interesting, you know, with everything that's happened, the war on police reaching ahead, all these violent protests in the streets, it's kind of forced myself, and I think that InfoWars included, to kind of, I don't know, I mean, speak for yourself, obviously, kind of retract, not necessarily the policies that we've spoken against with police, but just the police in general, just to remember that the police are citizens too.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same team as the police. And if we're going to complain about the police or the police tactics, we need to look at the war on drugs.
Right.
We need to look at how they're trained, and we need to look at how they're treated in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a four-headed monster to try to tackle. But now on top of that, now we have to also have the discussion on top of all of that. They want us to now include into the discussion, should we be putting robots into the police force? So we've already got all of these problems with the police, and now they want to inject this into the conversation. Maybe they think that they can essentially just roll out the human police force,
right,
and then bring in the robots.
And so we already have...
You want to do that with the army.
We already have these tech giants, and then Stephen Hawking saying we need to create a world government, otherwise AI is going to kill us all. But we have everyone saying, you know, how dangerous AI is, but full speed ahead. Look at what we've just known with just the little drip of the first Vault 7. So are these robot police hackable? Just like with the cars, can the CIA take over the robot police, or, you know, any kind of rogue hacker nation out there? Can they take over these robot police and just have them wreak havoc? I mean, we need to start thinking about these scenarios before we just roll them out onto the street.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I mean, remember, technology is not infallible. If anything, technology is a nuisance. I mean, how many times are you dealing with a cell phone or a computer or a printer or a fax machine and you just want to punt it?
Yeah.
So you got to think about that, too. And now you're talking, if you're talking about giving a robot the authority of a police officer.
A taser-wielding robot.
Zap! Like, oh, crap, what just happened?
Malfunction.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, what are they going to do? Sue Nightscope? I bet that they have some sort of government workings that they can't get sued for activity like that. So this is just an interesting thing that people need to certainly debate about. Instead of just having a police force roll out an R2-D2 robot near you, let them know if you want your tax dollars going there. I don't think that this is coming to any streets near you anytime soon. But as we've seen, all the stuff Alex has been talking about over 20 years eventually comes true. That's how this stuff works. It gets rolled out over time and time. Our lifetime, the lifespan of a human, is the blink of an eye on a history landscape. And so this is something that they're obviously getting ready to roll out.
Here's another thing that Alex Jones has talked about. They're going to roll out, and they've made movies about this as well. So basically, if there's a science fiction film about the future, you know it's coming at some point. For the first time ever, scientists have edited the genetic makeup of viable human embryos. So our genetically edited future is nigh. So these are Chinese researchers. They've been at the forefront of experimenting with human embryos using a technology called CRISPR, and they're improving on the results year after year. So far, they've only been using non-viable human embryos, but now they're saying, look, we can do this with a viable embryo, so we can take out diseases, which is, you know, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But they can also do designer babies.
Yeah, if you can take out a disease, you can insert a disease, too.
Yeah, like a docile nation, or, you know, nation that's not, they're just little robot worker bees. We don't need any more ingenues to be born, any more brainiacs.
I'm trying to, yeah, right, these people are too smart for humanity. I see what you're saying there. I'm trying to understand the mindset. I've not had kids. I'd like to have kids one day. But I'm trying to understand the mindset of somebody who's, you know, thinking about starting a family or thinking about having a kid, and they're like, I want it to be perfect. I want this and every little detail. What?
Yeah, mostly
sounds insane.
You just want a healthy baby to come.
Yeah.
It's like, well, get happy with whatever happens. But now it's like, no, I just want to design it just like I designed my car, my house.
This hair has to be this color, and it has to be this curly, and the eyes have to be this color, and they have to be this tinted, and this, that, and the other thing. It's like,
it takes away the magic and the miracle.
Exactly. You're essentially making a baby in a lab, I feel like, at this point. What happened to, like, the act of love that created life? Now it's just, oh, let's go to a lab.
Right.
And that'll be our child.
And then, of course, editing out.
What is this, The Sims?
Well, some people.
Oh, whoa. I just touched on a nerve there with Leanne. She thinks we actually are living in The Sims.
We're going to go to break soon, so let's not even go
Leanne
there.
Thanks for in The Sims. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's just like with vaccines and everything, how they're able to take away some diseases, but then more virulent forms of that disease will rise up. So what's going to happen if they're able to edit out diseases, which, you know, I think that's great. Sure, wonderful. But then what's going to, I mean, evolution, nature has a way of kind of filling in the holes that you create.
And they actually complain about that, how pissed they are that the cancer vaccines haven't been more effective, because we've actually, in some way, shape, or form, evolved to survive them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, actually, you know, when I was talking with Eddie Bravo when he was here this week, a lot of friends and family ended up watching that stuff because it was so crazy. It was not the typical stuff. So they were like, oh, okay, I'll just watch this. It's entertaining. But the points that Eddie brought up about the Hep B vaccine got more people to look into vaccines than I think I have ever done. And I've been telling my friends and family about vaccines for years, and it falls on deaf ears to most of them.
Mm-hmm.
The health nuts in my family all get it. But it's weird because it's so obvious to me. You know, it's so obvious. It's like Hep B, a newborn baby, Hep B shot.
No, or HPV.
And that's what I'm saying. So
the
people
HPV,
don't even think.
Like, why?
They don't even put it down. They don't even process it in their heads. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's normal. Just needle, va, va, va. Like, yeah. Oh, that's just normal. It's like, okay, this is hep B. This is. They just put it all in together. And then you slow down and you stop for a second. And you're like, look at each vaccine. And you say, okay, this is hep B. Why would I take this shot?
Well, I know.
Why do I need this shot?
The thing
they tell
parents is that if your baby, you know, might need some sort of a blood transfusion, which can happen, so then you want to just get it to where it's going to have. But the thing is, like you say, these individual vaccines, why in the heck does a newborn baby need an HPV vaccine? I mean,
what do they tell you? Well, so it's for later in life. Later.
It's
well,
like,
then I'll get it later in life, you freak.
Exactly. Not when it doesn't have a blood brain barrier where, you know, the vaccines are just going to go boom right to the brain. So, yeah, it's definitely, I don't envy people who have children right now that are raising them.
It's got to be tough. But you know what? Look, I've told this story before and I'll tell it again now. As a lot of people, Alex was talking earlier about how a lot of people brought their kids in. We had some kids running around today.
Really wonderful,
including,
smart, beautiful
well,
children.
I don't need to, let, we won't say who all is here. But the point is, the kids that get brought here are, I would imagine, largely, if not all of them, non-vaccinated.
They are. That's
and they're
true.
All smart. They're all well-spoken. They're all fun. They're all smiling. They're all full of life. And people who've been listening to me for a long time, and I know that you know this, is I used to work with the youth a lot in St. Louis. And a specific program I worked with, I would deal with youth that was in the public school system, and then I would deal with the youth that was homeschooled specifically. It was different groups. And every time, without fail, the homeschooled kids were more well-behaved. Mm-hmm. They were more well-spoken. They were more full of life. They were more educated just across the board. And I would end up meeting a lot of these parents, and we'd get to know each other, and they say, yeah, I never vaccinated. I don't give them GMOs and all this stuff. And it's just like,
I don't feed them sugar all day, and they don't watch TV all day. We actually engage with them, and night and day.
It really is night and day. But until you actually look at it for yourself, you know, it's like seeing is believing. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show, Leon McAdoo, Owen Schroyer, other side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? by threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Of the Alex Jones Show here on a Friday, and normally that means the end of the week, but I think Alex is pretty much just going to be going live every day now, so there is no end of the week anymore. Okay. And he does that because you guys are supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all kinds of specials. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, I have to ask why. You go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. You sign up for that newsletter. If they try to take us down off YouTube, take us off the internet, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you have a direct link to us with the newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. And then on top of that, we send you 50% off coupons daily. And that's off all of our breakthrough products, including the latest Myco ZX. That's already an introductory detail or an introductory rate. And we also, I just wanted to read this real quick. This is a review of Survival Shield X2. I would buy this again. As a September 11th first responder, I was exposed to many toxins, and my body is fighting to survive. Supplementation for my well-being is needed to fight off my illnesses. Alex Jones product line is organic and does improve my health. So much so, I took my Zadroga payout and opened a business. I have energy once again and now can focus on living rather than sitting in a hospital. Wow.
Wow.
How about that? I've always said that the Survival Shield X2 is a life-changing product.
That's your favorite one.
And it's my favorite one. I think it's a must-have. We also sell books at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get Roger Stone's latest book, The Making of the President. So check out the books we have there. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support this broadcast. Now, speaking of books,
are we going to be selling this one in the InfoWars?
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't run that department. But the latest book that's topping the Amazon bestseller list. Hmm. Leanne doesn't know about this book. I don't know if you know about this book, but I'm going to stump Leanne on this book real quick. This book is the top Amazon bestseller right now. This book is written by Michael J. Knowles. The title is Reasons to Vote Democrats, A Comprehensive Guide. There you go, guys. Thank you for pulling that up. So there's the book, and Ben Shapiro actually gave it a great rating. He called it thorough. So what's the twist? What's the deal? The Reasons to Vote Democrats. Amazon.com's bestseller list has been topped by a U.S. political manifesto with a twist. All 266 pages of reasons to vote for Democrats are blank.
Very comprehensive, guys.
And as Ben Shapiro says, it's thorough.
Oh, my goodness. You give that to your friends?
Give it to your friends. Give it to your family. Give it to the liberals that are in your friends and family circle.
They would infuriate.
Say, hey.
Maybe they'll all go,
hey.
Ah!
So there you go. Hey, you know, you've got a friend or a family member that's a Democrat. You get the book. You say, wow, you know, I just read this book and now I understand how you guys operate. I understand the thought process. They say, oh, let me see that book. They go through all 266 pages. There's nothing there. You say, yeah, you could probably relate, right?
Just blank.
But here's the thing.
I've got nothing to offer.
You could rename this book, actually. You could rename this book Reasons Why People Are Protesting Trump. Because I've asked. They don't have any reasons.
That are actually factual.
No, they don't.
Because they have their reasons, but they're not based in reality.
How about this? Come up with your own reason. That they don't have. But I just thought that this was hilarious. Because when I first saw this, because I didn't know about this book either. My first response was, this would be the first win that the Democrats or the left have had in years. They have been losing across the board. No Democrat sells a book. Hillary Clinton can't sell a book. Nobody on the Democrats, nobody on the left is selling any books. I was like, wow, they finally got one. And then Ben Shapiro said thorough. I was like, wait, Ben Shapiro said thorough? And I was like, oh, it's empty.
Like
so
their
there
heads.
You go. Just like the Democrats' heads. Just like their party. It's a total failure, folks. Well, thanks everybody who tuned in. Please support this broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Alex Jones will for sure be back Sunday at 4, but I have a feeling he's going to be back before then as well. Thank you, Leanne. Owen Schroyer signing off for the Alex Jones Show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Communications Radio Network.